Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's gospel has us thinking about the meaning of that "a little while" that got repeated so many times in John chapter 16. Now, on Maundy Thursday evening, when Jesus spoke these words, before reaching the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples, he told them, "A little while, and you will not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go to the Father." And as you heard in the gospel, the disciples had no idea what Jesus was talking about, in spite of the fact that he had already told them many times that he was going to be delivered into the hands of sinners and crucified and rise on the third day. It was all still hidden from them. So they kept asking themselves, what does he mean? And he explained, but only just a very little bit. He did not elaborate. He simply told them, "Most assuredly, I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will be turned into joy." They still didn't know what he meant until a few days later. We, with hindsight and with the Holy Scriptures, we do know what he was referring to, at least most immediately. The most imminent meaning of "a little while" was just a few hours from that time, when on that Maundy Thursday evening they would reach the Garden of Gethsemane. And then after Jesus' prayers there, after that little while, he would be arrested and then taken away out of their sight and tried and convicted and crucified and buried. Then there was that terrible little while between Good Friday afternoon and Easter Sunday. Then, finally, in the evening, they would see him again. The little while between Good Friday and Easter Sunday evening was only 2 days, relatively a very short time. But it was also the worst little while in the history of the world. Never before, never since, and never to be has there been such a terrible little while when Jesus, the Lord of life and the Son of God, was dead. And even after he rose from the dead early on Easter Sunday morning, his disciples didn't know it. They still thought he was dead. And so that little while of despair lasted a little longer for them than it should have. Now, to think that Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, our advocate before the Father, Jesus, the Lord, our righteousness, Jesus, our defender against the devil, Jesus, the King of this world and the next, to think that that Jesus was dead made for a terrible little while for Jesus' disciples, and they did weep and lament. Peter wept for his denials of Jesus. The rest wept and lamented for their cowardice in the Garden of Gethsemane and on Good Friday. And all of them wept and lamented for the loss of the one whom they had believed to be the Christ, the Savior. And the world at the same time rejoiced. No more lectures on morality from this Jesus person. No more pointing out the sins of people we know to be good people. No more forgiveness for the unworthy. No more silly talk of a God in heaven who sent his Son to redeem the world. Yes, the world rejoiced, and the disciples were sorrowful for a little while. But then their sorrow was turned into joy when Jesus came into the room on Easter Sunday evening and greeted his disciples, "Peace be with you." And immediately their sorrow was replaced with unending joy because of Christ's resurrection. Why? Because now everything will be okay, no matter what. Sin, well, that's been paid for everyone. Death, that's been defeated. The devil, he's been overpowered. The world, it has been overcome. And Christ reigns over it. Yes, it was a brutally painful little while when it seemed like hope was gone. But now we know hope can never be gone. As long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. And where there is hope, there can be joy. Jesus compared the little while of not seeing him to a mother in the pangs of childbirth. A fitting analogy for today, Mother's Day. It's very painful, so I'm told. It seems to last for a very long time, but it was never going to be permanent sorrow or pain. It was always leading to something wonderful. And in the end, the mother rejoices, not just because the pain is gone, but because there is now a new human child born into the world, her child, her baby. And the sorrow that seemed to go on forever is looked back on as just a little while. A little while, that was nothing really in comparison with the whole lifetime of the son or the daughter who was born from that pain. So it was for Jesus' disciples. With that little while between Good Friday and Easter Sunday, all the sorrow was suddenly erased. As Jesus had told them, I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you. That's important because there would be another little while that the disciples would have to endure, another short time of not seeing Jesus. That little while between Christ's ascension, his going to the Father, and the day of their death. There was still plenty of sorrow ahead for them during that time, that little while when they wouldn't see Jesus. But it wouldn't be nearly as bad as the first little while, because through it all, the Lord didn't die again. He was still risen from the dead. They had hope and joy in Christ's victory over sin and death, in the safety of their souls, and in their final resurrection. You know the hardships that the apostles faced, the beatings and imprisonments they endured, watching one after the other of them be put to death for their preaching of the Christ. And yet, the joy of Easter never entirely faded for them. Once, after the apostles were arrested in Jerusalem and beaten, we're told that they rejoiced, that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for Jesus' name. And St. Paul, after listing all the many trials and hardships he had endured in his ministry, never lost sight of Christ's resurrection, but wrote, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. No matter what the hardship, no matter how lonely they became or how hopeless things looked, the apostles could never forget that Christ was raised from the dead and reigning at God's right hand. And so no one could take their joy from them. They would suffer much evil, but nothing could change the fact that Christ was ascended and reigning even over the evil, even over the persecutions, and that they would soon see him again, even if it meant that a martyr's death was the doorway to seeing him. Now, all of that applies to us as well. And we can speak of two little whiles that we ourselves face, short times, relatively speaking, of sorrow, when we don't see Jesus. But neither of these little whiles is as bad as when Jesus was dead. Christ's resurrection now colors all of our little whiles. There's a little while that affects all of us as Christians every day and lasts until we see Jesus again, until the day of our death or the day of His return, whichever comes first. It may seem like a long while. It may last 94 years or longer. It's all the sorrow that a Christian faces along the way as we watch the world rejoicing at Christianity's apparent demise. As we see wickedness prospering around us, as it becomes harder and harder to live as Christians in the world. And at the same time, we see our own sins every day, as we should. We see our own guilt, and we rightly sorrow over it. We know that we don't deserve God's mercy or favor. We know that we haven't earned eternal life for ourselves. On the contrary. And we struggle against sin every day. We struggle to live in a world in such a way that our confession of Christ is bright and clear in everything we do. And that's a struggle. We struggle to, as Peter wrote in today's epistle, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. All of those struggles, all of the sorrow of living in this sinful world and dealing with our sinful flesh and with other sinners, while Christ our Savior remains unseen to us, that brings us sorrow. But Christ's resurrection colors this little while of sorrow. It makes it all bearable. Even now He sends His minister to preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins to you. Even now He sends His Spirit to help you in your daily struggles. Even now He reigns at the right hand of the Father, and no evil in the world can get in His way or prevent His church from being built. So the people of God can rejoice in Christ's forgiveness and in Christ's reign at the Father's right hand because of His resurrection. Then there's that other little while that St. Peter speaks of in the first chapter of his first epistle. It may affect us all, but this little while affects us differently, and it may come and go throughout a person's life. It's the little while of the especially painful sorrows that come into our lives. It may be sickness, it may be uncertainty, it may be any crisis or tragedy that strikes. St. Peter writes, "In this you greatly rejoice, that is, in Christ's resurrection from the dead and in the living hope that is yours because of it. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials." These come, Peter says, for the purpose of testing your faith. Now the devil, for his part, will use these various trials to try to pry your eyes away from Christ, away from His word, from His forgiveness, from His love. In fact, in the midst of this little while, you may forget about Jesus entirely as you become so focused on the trial you're suffering that He doesn't even come into your thoughts. You may even forget that He's risen from the dead and reigning at God's right hand. But Jesus calls you back in the midst of this little while, to remember Him crucified and risen from the dead, to rely on Him more, not less, to rejoice in him, because he will sustain you, even as he uses this little while of sorrow to test your faith and to make you perfect. And as a special way to help, he has given you not only his word, but also a sacrament, something which he commands his church, this do in remembrance of me, in remembrance of Jesus, who gave his body and blood, gave and shed for you, for the forgiveness of sins, and now given, really, his body and blood in this sacrament to you. In remembrance of Jesus, who rose from the dead with that same body and now lives to help you. Let Christ's resurrection always color all the little whiles of sorrow in your life to give you joy even in the midst of sorrow until you see him face to face and enter into the everlasting while of heavenly joy. Amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.